tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to work in forestry.
Well, let's see, I started with the Forest Service 27 years ago. It was purely by accident. Actually, I was a summer student in college, and I needed a job for, you know, to pay for college tuition. So I saw the flyer on the board, and lo and behold, I became a summer student for the U.S. Forest Service. And I really fell in love with it. I changed my major to forestry after that. I was in ag engineering. And, you know, I came to work for the Forest Service literally within days after graduation. So I really loved it.
So it seems as though you've been just about all over the country, though.
I have. I started my career out in Mesa, Arizona. Worked in the Superstition Mountains. But that was a little bit far away from home, and so I wanted to come back here into the east. And I've worked in Virginia, Louisiana, North Carolina, a couple different places in Georgia, and I've done other details up in the Washington office, as well as working previously here in Kentucky and in Arkansas. So, yes, I have, and I think that helps me bring a very unique perspective here to Land Between the Lakes.
Where else did you work in Kentucky?
I worked on the Daniel Boone National Forest. I had served up there as an acting district ranger in transition when they had an open position.
So what is it that you're going to be doing here?
My goal here is to basically provide the framework for the great employees and partners that already work here and work with them to be able to get their jobs accomplished. It's not going to be to change how things are drastically done or anything like that, but how to enhance and move it forward.
Well, the Land Between the Lakes is a little larger than your last posting. It also has a very rich history, a unique ecosystem, remarkable attractions like the Elk and Bison Prairie, the home place. What are you hoping to add to that during your tenure?
That's a very good question, because there's so much here. It's probably how can we work more effectively together as communities, as partners, not compete against each other, but build our efforts together and then maybe improve the economies of the local communities, as well as enhance the natural resources that we have here.
So what drew you here? I mean, it couldn't have been just as easy as, well, there was an open position. There had to be something else.
Here at Land Between the Lakes, it really does provide a lot of unique opportunities, because it's a demonstration area. And that business mindset, the partners, all will be able to provide me with some opportunities to branch out a little bit and test me a little bit and give me a chance to learn new things. And so I think it was really that broad spectrum of the demonstration authority and trying new things and then applying those across the rest of the Forest Service to enhance other areas.
Are you finding a lot of differences between North Carolina and Western Kentucky?
I found I am no longer claustrophobic. Living in the mountains in North Carolina, you can only see so far. Here, the open farmlands is a pleasure, but the people are just as genuine here. They love the resource as well as in North Carolina, and I've been welcomed as if I've been here for quite some time.
And the humidity doesn't bother you at all?
No, actually, I made the comment to somebody just the other day. I was glad to be finally warm all the way through. I worked 8 years in Louisiana, and so you don't perspire. You just sweat, and you do it with grace, and that's all you can do. I just really look forward to getting out and meeting a lot of members of the public. Be seeing me out and about and not being in the office. I really want to be that. My primary goal is to meet and greet the public and the partners first and foremost.
Well, thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy, so I do appreciate you making a moment to talk to us.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your listeners. And come on out to Land Between the Lakes. We have a lot going on.